Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum and our guest for the night, the Tennessee Plowboy with a guitar, Eddie Arnold. And now Spike Jonze and the City Slickers present No, No, Nora. The house lights dim. The audience awaits with an expectant hush as the beloved maestro, Spike Jonze, skips lightly up the steps to the podium. Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze saying hello for the Spotlight Review from Pittsburgh. And contrary to all rumors, Pittsburgh is a clear, spotless, smokeless city. It says here. But right now, I'd like to...
Hello, Mr. Jonze. Welcome to our city. I'm president of the Spike Jonze fan club, and I listen to you all the time, and I think you're wonderful, and I'm happy you're here, and so is my family, and my name is Murgatroyd.
Well, thank you, Murgatroyd. Gosh, your mother must have been frightened by a jet plane. But what is it you want, huh?
I have a poem dedicated to you, Mr. Jonze, which I wouldn't care to read.
Well, that would be very nice. Let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, how we love you, dear Spike Jonze. Even though you're skin and bones. Your funny eyebrows and funny jaws simply reduce me to dust.
I've got to remember to lower his salary and raise his forehead. However, here's a gal I know you're waiting to meet. It's the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody. And Spike, don't be disturbed at what that little boy said about your eyebrows and jaws. I think you're cute. And I'll bet you were a beautiful baby.
Was that just a lucky guess on your part, or did you have authentic information?
Well, you did show me your family album, and as a baby, you had the cutest little button nose.
Yeah, and I almost starved to death on account of that button nose. They couldn't feed me.
Why?
It was buttoned to my lower lip.
Oh, Spike, now stop being silly.
But I will admit, when I was a baby, people from all over the village used to come to my father's ice cream parlor just to see me.
Ice cream parlor? I thought you told me your father sold musical instruments.
Well, it was a combination ice cream parlor and musical instrument store. With each ice cream cone, you got two hot licks. You know those small towns.
Oh, I should say I do. In fact, I know a gal who comes from a small town called Flat River, Missouri.
Well, tell us about her, huh?
This is a story of a gal who lived down Missouri way. Oh, what a pity how she hankered for the city, and her heart she did obey. Well, she comes from Flat River, Missouri, and her name is Minnie Lou. There's a boy in Flat River, Missouri, and he loves Minnie too. Now Minnie just wasn't contending as the hours began to last. She got dizzy and bought her a ticket and had her overnight bag. Oh, Minnie Lou, oh, Minnie Lou, took to the city, told her loved one adieu. Now he's in a depoo, 'cause all he wants to do is to be with her. home alone every evening. And he's slowly wasting away. Brian Minnie, come back to Flat River. Flat River, Missouri, to stay. But Minnie's forgotten Flat River. And she won't go back again. 'Cause she struck it rich in the city. Tan and gold from a rich old man. Oh, Minnie Lou. Oh, Minnie Lou. She has wed a millionaire. Well, wouldn't you? Now she's wearing jewels. 'Cause she has learned that men can be such fools. But do you think that Minnie is happy just being a rich man's wife? Is she happier here than in Flat River? You're darn tootin'. I'd be happier too, wouldn't you?
Our next number, we express our thoughts in words and music about that glorious event, leap year, when romance is in reverse, even the girl cows chase the boy cows, singing, I'm in the mood for love. And so we give you Liebestraum, the city slicker's dream of love. Wait.
Your mother most, not wealth. It's just to know you've got your health. What tickles your mother most, not money. It's just to know your life is sunny. What tickles your mother most, not cash. What tickles your mother most? Your father's mustache.
Some guys kiss girls in fancy cars and wind up in the ditches. I don't. Other guys, they kiss their girls while at the moving pictures. I don't. I kiss no girls, not even one. I do not know how it is done. You may not think that I have fun. I don't.
Days Hacienda, April, June, and sombrero. All the rest got 31, except my brother, who got 60 days for speeding on the sidewalk.
Pease porridge hot, pease porridge cold, pease porridge in the pot 9 days old.
P.U.
Hey,
inspired lots of gals to start setting out those leap year bear traps, star of the checkerboard jamboree, Eddie Arnold.
Thank you, everybody.
Say, Eddie, is it really true about your being from Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am. Come from Chester County, right near Henderson. Do you know that territory, Spike?
Sure, I know that territory well. I've been on Tobacco Road, you know.
Really? Spike, how are things down there?
Well, with men who know Tobacco Road best, it's... 2-1.
Eddie, tell us more about life in Chester County.
Well, as a kid, I attended one of those one-room schoolhouses. There was a mighty pretty teacher. I used to bring an apple every day.
An apple a day, huh? How did you make out at the end of the term?
I got A in apples.
Well, Eddie, suppose you give us a sample of the singing and playing that made your recordings bestsellers.
I'm right here with I'll Hold You in My Heart. My heart till I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day and then I'll dream the night away till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me.
Well done. Stick around. We're going to call on you in a few minutes for some dessert. Right now, here's Bob Clayton.
When the time clock tells you it's time to eat, you may open a lunchbox, you may light out for your favorite counter or fountain. But in any event, there's one thing it's always good to do, and that is to order ice-cold Coca-Cola. For Coke makes a humdrum meal more appetizing and a tempting meal even more so. Include Coke in your noonday meal, and you'll lunch refreshed.
It's time now to turn the spotlight on, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Spike. This is Dick Morgan, your banjo player.
Well, I thought I missed you. Where are you?
At the United Nations conference. I was invited to attend.
As a delegate?
No, as a problem. Goodbye.
I thought so. After that, we can use a refresher, and I know of no better refreshment than to call Dorothy Shea back into the spotlight. Dorothy?
Right here, Spike, with a song about love.
That's a subject of international importance, Dorothy. What about love, huh?
Well, love is a funny thing. You see, love is funny, for it's sad, for it's quiet, or it's mad.
It's a good thing or it's bad, but beautiful, beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall, and I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful, for it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be the beautiful I know. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful, beautiful.
About as clear as anybody can make it, Dorothy. Presenting at this time a young man who started out as a singer working for peanuts, but soon proved he was worth his salt. Now he's working for salted peanuts. And here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you, thank you. I have carefully selected one of the great classics to sing for you tonight, entitled Sioux City Sioux. I believe I'm in voice. Unquestionably in voice. Music maestro, please. Sioux City Sioux. May I have it? I don't.
No.
I drove a curd of hattle. I heard a baby's rattle. I dove into the battle. Maybe I better start again. I dove a herd of cattle down old Alaska Bay. Old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be or not to be. That's how I come to be in the state of IOU. State of IO of everybody. No, nobody owes me. State of IOA. Wait, no, no. State of IOA. I met a girl in IOA. Her eyes were black and blue. Her eyes were crossed in two. No. She had a glass one, too. No. A glass eye, a glass eye. That eye, though, I kept winking and blinking at other men. So I removed this eye. What was her name? This is driving me sane. Wrong act. I asked her what her name was. You know, folks, I'm making quite a name for myself on the radio. Of course, I can't mention a name. I asked her what her name was. She said, Sioux City Sue. Oh, Sid City Sue. Sioux City Sue. You're rare as dead, your flies are new. Your hair is dead, your eyes are through. Your feet are big and ugly too. No! Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my mouse and dog for you. Guy wants to swap a zoo for his girl. You know, they got a new animal down at the zoo here. It's called a whistenough. It eats garlic and onions all day, and, brother, one whistenough. Foo, city foo, a chop suey goo. Have some chow mein too. Yum, yum, Dale Hoff. Yum, yum, no, no, no. No. Sioux City Sioux, Sioux City Sioux. Train no Alice Pooh as. There ain't no palace blue as. The paint ain't got what glue has. Glue? Glue reminds me of an old horse I used to own. A horse! And there they go, around the turn. It's Bob Hope in front. Juggling Bill King is second. Linda Winnetter's third. And Corset is bursting out in front.
Inspirational, Professor, and so we continue to pay our respects to the Golden West. As Eddie Arnold, Dorothy Shay, and the City Slickers sound off with Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes, Don't Fence Me In, and San Antonio Rose.
Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes. We're sailing for over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of her only. And I wonder if she ever thinks of me. When the cocoa gray shall enclose me, won't you come, dear, and share just one tear? And say to the strangers around you, ah, poor heart, you have broken last year.
Stick around, Eddie, and help me out with this one. Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the starry skies above. Don't fence me in, baby.
Let me ride through the country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but as you please. Don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me saddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cows, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
This is Bob Clayton speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now, here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. And I also want to thank the people of Pittsburgh for their warm hospitality. Right, Dorothy?
Yes, Spike. Pittsburgh is a wonderful city.
Yeah, I know. I was here years ago when I was at that awkward age.
Awkward age?
Yes, that's when a fellow feels clumsy and homely. His clothes don't fit him and the girls won't come near him. It started with me when I was about 9.
When was it over?
Well, I don't know, but I hope soon. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review. Francis Craig, writer of Near You, will play his big hit, Beg Your Pardon. Dorothy Shea will sing It's the Little Things. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will introduce their new arrangement of Parlez Moi d'Amour. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on this same CBS station with Jane Froman, Percy Faith, and your host, Roger Pryor, when a radio premiere of music from the forthcoming production, Inside USA, will be heard. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit their friends in Harrisburg, Baltimore, Reading, Trenton, Bridgeport, Newark, and New York. Eddie Arnold appeared through the courtesy of the Ralston Purina Company. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.